Is an A grade today worth the same as an A grade 20 years ago? A new report out this morning from the New Zealand Initiative shows the proportion of A grades given out at universities has increased 7% to 35%. This is since 2006. And during COVID, get this, nearly half of all marks were A's. So are we just giving out A's willy-nilly? Elizabeth Rata is Sociology of Education Professor at the University of Auckland with me now. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Ryan.
Good to have you on the program. Tell me, what are we just handing these A grades out, or are the standards dropping, or are the students getting smarter?
Well, I think the really good thing about the Kirsted report is that, from the New Zealand Initiative, is that it actually gives us some empirical data, which we've needed for a long time. So we know now we've got the got the evidence that there is a problem, and I think it's time to have a really close look at all the factors that have produced this problem. Because, you know, I've been at the University of Auckland for four decades now, and yeah, it's my experience that this has happened, but I haven't had the evidence until now, so it's really good to see the report.
Why is it happening?
Oh, gosh, well, lots of factors. But what I think it boils down to is that there's been a real cultural shift over the last 20, 30 years from merit to equity, the idea that everyone should succeed, you know, the equal outcomes approach. And that has been exacerbated by NCEA, so that we've now got the... Well, we've got students expecting to receive A's and not realising that you actually have to work extremely hard, and you have to have real ability in a subject to get an A, and not everyone does. But as I say, over the last few decades, there's been an assumption that everyone should be able to achieve the same standard.
Some academics apparently have said that they've been told, instructed by their faculty, to give A's to people who basically just for showing up. Have you heard of anything like that happening?
I've heard about it. My own experience is that there's just a societal pressure, and the students, they feel the pressure to, they expect to get high marks. It's what they've encountered at secondary school. In NCEA, you know, they will take subjects, not all students, of course, but a number do take subjects where they can be sure that the subject isn't too demanding, that they will get a high mark. So there's this sort of culture of expectation that is not really founded in the, you know, the actual ability and the hard work of all students.
Elizabeth, what's a really quick way to work out who is actually an A-level student?
Oh, gosh, well, it's to get them to write essays and to do external exams.
Appreciate your time this morning. Elizabeth Rata, Sociology of Education Professor at the University of Auckland.